So, yeah, I want to say a little bit about the fourth Brahmavihara. So, as I said at the beginning, it's the wisdom dimension of loving kindness. And love, Buddhism saying that love needs to be underpinned by wisdom in order to reach its full potential. And wisdom is seeing things as they are. So, what is seeing things as they are? It's seeing that they are impermanent. Everything is impermanent. All our experience, everything is impermanent and constantly changing. And it's seeing that everything is arising out of a web of conditions. Everything is arising and ceasing out of a web of conditions. And therefore, because of that, it is always evading our attempts and our need and our longing to be able to control it. And of course, being on site with Butterfield is always a fantastic, rich seam of this practice. Because we can't control the weather. Even though we think, you know, somehow we think, okay, it's like this now, it's sunny, we get caught up again and again, don't we? We can't control it. It is beyond our control. But so much is like that, actually. Because it's going back through time and space, and it has its roots in so many conditions. And so we can't control it all, and that includes the fact that we cannot control somebody else's happiness or unhappiness. So, Sharon Salzberg, we cannot ultimately control someone else's happiness and unhappiness. So we want them to be happy, we don't want them to be unhappy, but we can't control it. And that sort of evenness, that wanting, but the acceptance of how it is upekkha. I've got a few more quotes. Sharon Salzberg again. However much we may wish for something, most results are beyond our control. It's quite brutal, isn't it? Mm-hmm. From Kamala Sheela. Equanimity is rooted in a deep realization that our sufferings and joys arise from a vast complex of conditioning factors. Sharon Salzberg again. Equanimity balances our heartfelt wishes for happiness, joy, and freedom with the recognition that things are the way they are. So, upekkha is a fire in the heart that is steady and constant because it's got this fuel, it's got this constant fuel. There's no sort of being, there's no being blown around by the worldly winds, by the turbulence of suffering and happiness. There's an evenness there, and there's this constant fuel of being at peace with how things are. So that's the kind of deepest dimension of metta.